I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They do snap it. Cook backing up, looking, lobbing, caught, first down, Burden. The go-to guy comes up huge.
Burden, he beats man-to-man coverage off the line of scrimmage. And a little touch from Brady Cook over the shoulder.
No matter what happens in Brady Cook's career, the rest of it, this day is going to be remembered. Tom Ackerman joins us now from the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Tom, what a crazy day in Columbia with Cook going to the hospital, coming back, winning the game in comeback fashion. Tell us about it.
Yeah, and a very emotional interview that we'll lead the show with on ESPN, in which he says, "I love Mizzou." You know, and he's choking back tears, and it's homecoming. And, you know, you think about all that he has been through. He's been criticized. I mean, Brady Cook was booed at the start of last season. Eli Drinkwitz stood up for him, said to the fans, "Don't boo my quarterback. You know, let's support our quarterback." And all Brady Cook did was lead the team to a storybook season in which they toppled Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl and went on to great things and boosted themselves into a legitimate national championship conversation, where a lot of people thought that they could make the college football playoff this year. Then they get off to a good start against two lesser opponents. They narrowly defeat Boston College and Vanderbilt. As it turns out, Vanderbilt's pretty good, but they're 4-0. They go to Texas A&M and get absolutely slaughtered. And Brady Cook looks really bad. He's 13 of 31 passing. He has no protection, but he doesn't look good himself, and the criticism comes back. In fact, there were some that were calling for Drew Pine as backup to play in the game. Well, they got their wish yesterday when Brady Cook gets hurt in the first series of the game. Pine comes in, and the offense stalls, and Missouri can't do much. And Cook, during all of this, has to leave the stadium. So he has an injured ankle to the point where they want to take a look at it to see what's going on in there. And the only way to do that is to get to an MRI, a magnetic resonance imaging machine, which is at University Hospital. So they put him in a truck, in a car, basically, with a trainer. And they're driving from the stadium over to the hospital. It's not a far drive, but it's through fans. And people are out there tailgating, and they can make eye contact with Cook. They can see him going through the parking lot and making his way to the hospital. And when you go get an MRI, if anyone's ever done that, you know you're not allowed to have any electronics or anything. So he goes into the machine, he gets his exam, which takes a while, and then you have to wait. And you're sitting there, and he has nothing. He's sitting there basically staring at the ceiling in silence and not knowing. He's getting some updates on what's going on in the game, but knowing that something's going on down the street, but not knowing exactly what's happening. His team is playing Auburn, and they're in a 3-3 game. And then by the time he gets back to the stadium, it's 17-3 Auburn. He gets his uniform back on. He goes to the sideline. Eli Drinkwitz looks at him and says, Are you able to play? And he said, "Yes, I am playing." And he talks Drinkwitz into playing. He goes back into the game. He starts throwing passes. He starts scrambling and finds his way down the field for a touchdown. And then eventually, with the team down in this ball game by 17-14, he finds another gear and is able to get his team into a position to score, and they do. They overtake Auburn 21-17, and it's just an amazing story. I mean, the throws that he made, the scrambles that he made, the perseverance, the grit, the toughness. Now, when he wakes up today, he's going to have himself some soreness in his ankle, and I'm told, because I tried to get him on the show today, that he'll be undergoing treatment during our show. What an incredible story for the Chaminade and St. Louis product, Brady Cook.
What an amazing story. And up next, guess who? Alabama in Tuscaloosa. But Alabama just lost yesterday for the second time this year at Tennessee. Tennessee, remarkably, has scored 0 points in the first half of their last three games, but they put up 24 in the second half, got the win. So what do you make of this matchup between Mizzou and Alabama?
I have a lot of questions about Alabama's defense. Now, Alabama is going to be favored in this game, obviously, and they are a superior team top to bottom in terms of talent. But I really question their discipline. They've made a lot of mistakes. I think they have a good offense, and Missouri's going to have to be ready for that. Even though they didn't score a lot against Tennessee and they struggled against South Carolina, they can score. Now, this Alabama team, though, has been very shaky. I mean, even in the win over Georgia, they were up 28-0 against Georgia and blew the lead at home. Georgia showed me a lot in that game, and reason why I think they're the best team in the country, and they showed it again last night against Texas. But Alabama is very shaky, and you know their fans, while great, will be on edge in that game. And as hyped as it'll be, if the first thing that goes wrong, you can take the crowd out of the game. Now, I don't know how Brady's ankle is going to respond to all of this, but if he's able to throw the football and move around like that again, I mean, they could score. They got to get the ball in the hands of Luther Burden, though. I mean, it's just inexcusable to let him sit there for whatever it was, 30 plays without touching the ball. I mean, let's go. Get the ball in Burden's hands. He's the best player on the field most games. I don't know if he'll be in that Alabama game, but he's one of the best players in the country. So, you know, Missouri's capable of beating Alabama. Will they? I don't know. You know, you're now dealing with a wounded dog in Alabama. They've lost to Tennessee. They barely beat South Carolina. They lost to Vanderbilt. They have two losses, another one, and they are done. So that they have to win the rest of their games. That's the problem, is that you're facing them after a loss. And usually great teams respond after a loss. So we'll see.
Let's switch to Illinois.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another impressive victory by the Illini in Champaign, 21-7 over Michigan. It was a great visual. They're celebrating the 100th anniversary of that stadium. They were wearing the leatherhead-looking helmets. And they took it to Michigan. Very impressive. Now they got to go to Oregon.
A great tribute to Red Grange, a great tribute to the history of Illinois football. Always a great stadium when it's packed. And I was listening to Urban Meyer talk before the game on Fox about he always hated to go to Champaign because the fans are right on top of you. And the place is great. And Illinois is a great, gritty Big Ten team like Brett Bielema's old Wisconsin teams. He has a really nice team here. They are tough. They control the line of scrimmage. And Michigan is, I know, down, but Michigan's still a very good football team that Illinois manhandled at times. They play a good physical style. They have a good quarterback in Luke Altmyer. I love the way he plays. He's tough as nails. He's got a great arm. They have some playmakers. And Illinois is a legitimate Big Ten solid team. I think they can go up to Oregon, and what they're going to have to do is slow the game down. They're going to have to play a time-consuming, keep the ball out of Oregon's hands type of game. Ohio State showed how you can do that, but and almost pulled off the win, but Ohio State is like an NFL team. I mean, they have an incredible amount of talent, and Oregon is, as they just showed with the 35-0 win at Purdue, one of the best teams in America. But don't worry about that right now. If you're an Illinois fan, you're 6-1. You should know that you are one of the best teams in the Big Ten, legitimate, good football team that Brett Bielema told us at the beginning of the year that he was excited about the team, and the key was to get both the offensive line and defensive line playing at the level that he needs, and he is doing that right now.
Let's move to the playoffs in the baseball. The Yankees are in the World Series for the first time in 15 years. The Guardians had that one amazing moment, but otherwise it was all Yankees in this series. Now we have to wait and see who they're going to play. Will it be a Subway Series for the first time since 2000 with the Mets, or the Dodgers for the first time since 1981? What do you expect?
Well, I think it's going to be the Dodgers, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the Mets put up a fight here and came close to forcing a game seven. It's just going to be a very difficult task. This Dodgers team is absolutely loaded. They're fearless. They have, they have great pitching. And, you know, when you face a team with great depth and great pitching, the problem that the Dodgers had was Jack Flaherty gave up too many runs early. So then you had to make a decision. Are you going to go all out and bring it in terms of your staff and try to shut the game down and win in New York? Or are you going to take the gas off a little bit, hope that your offense can come back, and then just get after it when you get back to Dodger Stadium in Game 6? And the latter happened. I think the Mets, to their credit, jumped Flaherty. They ambushed Flaherty. And they have the talent to take a team to the World Series. I don't think there's any doubt. But this Dodgers team is just capable of doing great things in a very short amount of time. They have awesome hitters. They have pitchers who can rip through an inning. And I just think that I'd be totally stunned if the Mets went in there and won two games. So I think you're going to have Yankees-Dodgers. That's what I predicted at the start of the postseason. I don't think that I went out on a limb on that. They were the two best teams. And I did have the Yankees winning the World Series, and I am going to stay with that. I think this Yankees team has a ferocious attitude right now that they haven't in a while. That I think they doubted themselves a lot of times, and I think when that doubt starts to creep in, that can really be infectious in a bad way. I think that this Yankees team is going to do it, and I think they're going to do it against the Dodgers, but it'll be a crazy good series, a wild series with two historic venues. And on top of that, I think it'll be good for baseball. I know people do not like seeing the top payroll teams get there, but I'm saying if you want to grow this game in our country and get all people of all ages talking about baseball, this is the way to do it. Then we can go back to some of the other teams that we love and get them back in there. I mean, of course, I, just as everyone else, got caught up with Cleveland. Cleveland was a great story. But Yankees-Dodgers, I think, would get everybody talking.
And it's a storied rivalry. I think a lot of young people don't know it just because the Dodgers and Yankees haven't been in the World Series in more than 40 years together. So, but if you go back before that, it was the rivalry. So, yeah, I think that would be good for baseball.
Yeah, two of the biggest brands in baseball. And, you know, and then you just have to sit here as a Cardinals fan and take it, just like every other team outside of the Yankees and Dodgers has to take it as well. But it is what it is, and we try to figure out how to get the Cardinals back there in the next couple of years.
All right, sports on a Sunday morning coming up at 10 o'clock. What do you have?
It's a huge show. We've got, we're going to talk about Brady Cook again and everything that happened yesterday. And then here is ESPN interview on the field after the game. Then we'll talk to Brian Barnhart, the voice of the Illini. I really want to concentrate on them as well. I just think they are a terrific story, and we've got two college football teams with a combined record of 12-2 in our area. So we're going to go heavy on Mizzou and Illinois. Then at the bottom of the hour at 10:30, it's SLU coach Josh Schertz. He will join us after his team made its debut on Friday. At 10:45, we'll get into the Blues. We'll make some NFL picks. 11:15, Lutz Fan and Steel. His city's season comes to an end with a little eye on the future, though, right now. 11:30, Polo Asensio live from L.A. as he's covering the Dodgers series for us. We'll talk about the NLCS. At 11:45, the one and only Bernie Miklas on KMOX.
Sounds good, Tom. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Tom Ackerman, sports on a Sunday morning, 10 to noon, as always, longest-running sports show on radio. All right, it is Total Information AM Sunday. I'm Scott Jagow. Coming up in the next hour, we'll have Roaming St. Louis. We're also going to learn about the walk to end Alzheimer's, plus Johnny Rabbit and This Week in Health.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.